기다려봐 내가 널 데리러 갈게 어디든지 좋아 지금 어디야 Let's go for a ride 좀만 기다려봐 내가 널 데리러 갈게 오늘같이 날씨 좋은 날 가장 먼저 생각나 비가 내리고 난 뒤 와차 한 도로 위를 걸어 먼지 쌓인 도시를 깨끗하게 적셔 오늘도 일곱 빛깔의 무지개를 따라서 뭉게 구름이 피어난 파란 하늘에서 아직 난 많이 가진 게 없지만 너와 어디든 가고 싶어 맑은 하늘 따라서 처음에는 그저 내가 부족해서 매일 밤을 지새면서 고민해 Oh now love, oh now love 옆에 있어 내가 짐이 되진 않을까 그래도 노력해서 이뤄낼게 눈과 성공 너가 혹시 원택해 기다려주는 마음 알아 빨리 나갈게 날씨 좋은 날에 얼른 데리러 갈게 Baby 지금 어디야 You're my little butterfly 좀만 기다려봐 내가 널 데리러 갈게 어디든지 좋아 지금 어디야 Let's go for a ride 좀만 기다려봐 내가 널 데리러 네가 어디든지 가고 싶다면 내가 책임지고 데리러 갈게 내 손잡아 지금 떠나자 꽉 잡은 두 손 놓치지 않을게 아직 많이 부족해 그래도 내가 행복하게 만들어줄게 좀만 기다려봐 내가 널 데리러 갈게 창밖에는 따스한 햇살 여행을 떠나고 싶어 day night 매일 똑같은 일상 속에서 우린 숨쉴 틈이 필요해 가끔은 계획 없이 떠나도 멀리는 가지 못하더라도 그래도 괜찮아 이렇게 남아 부족해도 함께하기를 원해 그러기 위해서는 내가 더 노력해야 돼 여기서 멈추면 안 될 걸 알게 뒤돌아볼 수 없어 또 다른 사람처럼 옆에 내가 항상 못 있어도 시원한 바람처럼 너의 피부를 부딪혀보도록 계속해볼게 늘 새롭게 초록색 넓은 들판으로 함께 멀리 떠나볼게 오늘 가자 날씨도 좋으니까 노을 지기 전까지 내가 늦지 않게 데리러 갈 Baby 지금 어디야 You're my little butterfly 좀만 기다려봐 내가 널 데리러 갈게 어디든지 좋아 지금 어디야 Let's go for a ride 좀만 기다려봐 내가 널 데리러 갈게 네가 어디든지 가고 싶다면 내가 책임지고 데리러 갈게 내 손잡아 지금 떠나자 꽉 잡은 두 손 놓치지 않을게 아직 많이 부족해 그래도 내가 행복하게 만들어줄게 좀만 기다려봐 내가 널 데리러 갈게
That was I Will Pick You Up from BU, a Korean pop band. The fourth band is Nia's Bobby Deerfield with the title track. I would like to talk about the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very divisive issue within Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing municipality in British Columbia in the last 5 years. The then Mayor Doug McCallum pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. However, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. On October 13th, Surrey City filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. On October 16th, the BC government responded as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC legislature in Victoria, which are amendments to the BC Police Act, i.e., Bill C-36, 2023, Police Amendment Act, 2023. Key changes are: A. Municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which directly targets Surrey. B. The director may superintend the implementation of a municipality required to provide policing. C. Allows the minister to terminate the agreement, i.e. with the Surrey RCMP, which was renewed on April 1, 2012, with a written notice to the City of Surrey. D. The Lieutenant Governor in Council, Janet Austin, can appoint at least one person as an administrator for the Surrey Police Board, where in case of one administrator, it will be the chair of the Surrey Police Board. And E. Other memberships of the SPB will be suspended. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed a third reading, with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law, after it received royal assent, as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26. On November 14th, the Surrey Police Service announced it deployed 11 additional officers on its Twitter page, increasing the total number of officers deployed to 257. This figure is also available on the Surrey Police Service website. On November 16th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sear, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired earlier this fall, as the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. On November 20th, the Surrey City fired back, as it filed a second petition to the BC Supreme Court, this time challenging if the BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. 2 days later, on November 22nd, the Surrey Police Union submitted court documents alleging bullying and harassment by Surrey RCMP members in an attempt to become a party to the Surrey's petition to the BC Supreme Court, which wants to stop the transition from the Surrey RCMP to the Surrey Police Service. CTB Vancouver reported on the SPU's latest court submissions on November 29th, when the SPU lawyer Sebastian Anderson claimed that 36 officers left the SPS due to toxic work environment, as the Surrey Police Service celebrated its 2-year anniversary of deploying its officers into the Surrey Police operations. The next day, on November 30th, Mike Sear, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, he approved a provisional budget for the Surrey Police Service for 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and Council the same day. Sear claimed the SPS 2024 draft budget aims to hire 180 more officers by the end of next year, which will increase the portion of the SPS to more than half of all Surrey officers. On December 6, The SPS chief Norm Lipinski spoke with CBC's Gloria Makarenko as he looked back in his 3 years, with this year being particularly difficult. Chief Lipinski provided an update on the SPS numbers, with 339 officers, 61 employees, and just under 200 frontline service officers working with the Surrey RCMP. Lipinski also confirmed the SPS 2024 budget was passed during the first meeting with the SPB Administrator Mike Sir, where it aims to hire 180 more officers, was submitted to the Surrey City. From 180 officers, Lipinski plans to bring about 40 JIBC recruits, with 22-23% from out of province, particularly from Ontario, and the rest from the RCMP across Canada. Currently, Lipinski mentioned 100... On December 6th, Lipinski mentioned 112 RCMP officers currently in the SPS continued dialogues with small departments so they keep their minimum numbers. Makarenko quoted the VPD Deputy Chief Howard Chow with less than 40 VPD staff joining the SPS, with 20 transit police officers patching over to the SPS. Lipinski clarified the Surrey RCMP are still in charge, so they take over incidents. Most importantly, SPS officers are deployed when Surrey RCMP demobilizes or transfers members elsewhere. Lipinski spoke to Joe Bennett on December 8th, where he largely reiterated what he said on CBC 2 days prior. Lipinski added there is one set of money for the Surrey police forces wherever one SPS officer is deployed, a Surrey RCMP member transfers out, up to a total of 180 new SPS officers in 2024, which depends on how quickly the Surrey RCMP demobilizes 200 out on the front line for the SPS, and the cost savings would occur the quicker the SPS replaces the Surrey RCMP. 25 agencies are represented in the SPS, 35-40% from outside BC, with 40-50 officers from the Surrey RCMP. Later on December 8th, in an interview with Global's Janet Brown, the SPS chief Lipinski projected it could take 2 more years to complete the Surrey police transition due to transferring various assets, equipment, wants to divide Surrey into 4 parts with different policing methods, implement a gang prevention model, and equip officers with body cameras. On December 11th, Jas Joho, a show host for CKNW, tweeted a picture of a Patterson billboard between 60th Avenue and 176th Street, blasting the Surrey Police Service with the slogan, NDP police transition will cost you more, with last 4 words in capital letters. On the middle are 3 claims. A, $466 million over the next 10 years. B, massive double-digit tax increase. And C, less for schools, health, and transit. At the bottom of the sign, it says, find more at ndpsurreytax.ca and paid for by the City of Surrey, which explicitly states the Mayor Locke and her council, led by her Surrey Connect, are using the Surrey taxpayers' money for their crusade to keep the Surrey RCMP, despite talks across Canada to get the RCMP out of contract policing. For reference, the BC government's agreements with the RCMP to provide contract policing, which includes the Burnaby RCMP, are provincial municipal police service and municipal police unit agreements, all of which expire on March 31st, 2032. On Tuesday, December 12th, according to Gordon Hoekstra of the Vancouver Province / Sun, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke said she is focused on his court challenge and not in a great rush to deal with the SPS 2024 budget. Later on December 12th, Janet Brown of Global News reported that Surrey is spending around $500,000 for its educational campaign against the Surrey Police Service, which includes $1,000 to $3,000 per billboard advertisement for 3 weeks, according to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, who added the campaign pales in comparison to transitioning from the Surrey RCMP to SPS. In response, the Save Surrey Coalition, headed by the former mayor Doug McCallum, who started the Surrey Police Service, blasted Locke. On December 13th, the SPS Chief Lipinski told Jas Johol, a CKNW radio host, that he submitted the 2024 HR plan, where he wants to hire up to 180 SPS to the BC government in Surrey. Lipinski admitted the pause period where the SPS was obstructed, where the SPS was obstructed by the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, whose Surrey Connect holds a majority in the council, pushed the SPS back for 10 months. Lipinski reiterated the SPS budget is based on one police budget in Surrey, where the SPS will be hiring for RCMP vacancies on top of 73 to 75 new people, 20% of hires out of province, 115 ex-RCMP officers, and deferred applications from small police agencies. As for the SPS future, the Chief Lipinski told Johol that he wants to implement drones, body cameras, and gang programs, the last of which are also being currently run by the RCMP. December 14th marked the three-year anniversary for Norm Lipinski as the SPS chief. On December 15th, according to CBC's Bethany Lindsay, the BC government fired back at the Surrey City's petitions filed by the Attorney General Nikki Sharma and Public Safety Minister Mike Farnworth in the BC Supreme Court, claiming the petitions should be moot, not only due to transitioning to the Surrey Police Service being written into law per the BC Police Amendment Act. BC's Public Safety Minister Mike Farnworth ordered Surrey to continue with the Surrey Police Service, as reversing the transition could create a policing void in Surrey that can spill over throughout British Columbia, as Surrey asked for its RCMP detachment to be prioritized over others in filling its job vacancies, reported by CBC's Bethany Lindsay on December 19th, when the Vancouver Province and Sun's Susan Lazarok also reported on the BC government's response to the Surrey City's argument that the BC Police Amendment Act being unconstitutional, which highlights the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke ran and won on keeping the Surrey RCMP, thus the switch to the SPS violates the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, as amendments of the BC Police Act interfere with Surrey voters' express preference and limits their freedom of expression. The BC government countered the Surrey City's claims fail on two grounds. A, policing wasn't the only issue, thus one can't assume Locke voters were Surrey RCMP supporters, and even if most were, many also supported the SPS. B, the Surrey City's petition lacks robust evidentiary record. In the BC government's court filing, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, wrote that while the Surrey RCMP is still the police of jurisdiction, the SPS has almost 400 officers and staff, has an overarching responsibility to ensure that adequate and effective level of policing is maintained throughout British Columbia. The BC government's court filing to the BC Supreme Court also mentioned the following: 1,500 RCMP vacancies in BC, with Surrey being open to prioritizing its RCMP over vacancies in other detachments, and rejected Surrey's interpretation of BC's Community Charter Act, where it claimed the BC government can only force the city to continue with the SPS if the province provides added costs.
CJSF 90.1 FM wishes you a bright winter solstice.
Hey. Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you. Nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BC SPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BC SPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for a direction on where to take the animal.
Thank you for listening to episode 50, the final episode of the Steve Chong Show in 2023. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North. Now I'd like to close out 2023 with a song from back in time. Going back to 1986 with Canada's own Lover Boys, Heaven in Your Eyes.
In your eyes, you've been hurting. You know I'll never let you down. Oh no. And I'll try anything to keep it working. In your eyes, can't you see I'm finding it hard to let go? Whoa. In your eyes. Ooh.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca. If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.